Praise be Jesus and Mary. If any of you will ever have the grace to step inside St. Peter's Basilica, well, let me tell you now that its beauty will overwhelm you. I still remember stepping inside the basilica for the very first time, and it was just very overwhelming. The beauty was just a lot to take in. And among the other things, many things that strikes you, one of the things that struck me was that the basilica's interior is elaborately decorated with paintings all over. Or at least, they seem like paintings. When you actually get closer to them, you'll see that they're actually mosaics. From afar, they look like paintings, but they are actually made with little tiny pieces of glass that make it look like paintings. And it was just amazing to think that the beauty was in all those little details. Now, I say this because the gospel today is full of little details. The gospel is so rich, and there is really a lot to take in. But to completely understand it, we have to look at the details, because the beauty lies in the details. In essence, the gospel is, yes, about the primacy of Peter. It is also about the primacy of love. But when you look into the details, you'll see that on a deeper spiritual level, it's also about St. Peter's interior journey, about how he followed our Lord, and hence becomes very instructive for us and teaches us how we should respond in following our Lord. Now, to properly understand the gospel today, we have to look at some details. Let me give you just a couple. So look at the gospel of today when it talks about them going fishing. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Now, what does that remind you of? Think about Luke chapter 5, the miraculous catch of the fish. Remember when our Lord was preaching on inside the boat of Peter, and then he tells them, "Duc in altum," go into the deep. And then St. Peter says, "Master, we have toiled and we have caught nothing, but by your word," he throws the net. Miraculous catch of fish. Then St. Peter says, "Lord, depart from me, I am a sinner." Then our Lord says, no, follow me." So it was a scene of a miraculous catch of fish, but also the first time they were called to become fishers of men. So today's gospel, in relating this, is in a sense our Lord renewing after his resurrection the disciples' call to their original vocation and mission to be fishers of men. Let me give you another detail. In the gospel today, we hear about the charcoal fire. What does that remind you of? The only time charcoal fire is mentioned is in today's gospel. enduring when St. Peter denied our Lord. Do you remember that scene? This is the only time, these two are the only time where charcoal fire is mentioned throughout all of sacred scriptures. So in doing this, St. Peter is reminded of the way he denied our Lord. And our Lord gives him a second chance to repent of his sins. Another detail, our Lord says three times, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? In the English, we don't really understand the complete depth of that answer. In the Greek, there's two different words that our Lord uses for love. Or in this case, Saint Peter, Simon Peter, and our Lord. One word in Greek is agape, which means divine love. The other word, the Greek word, is filio, fraternal love. We'll get into that a little later. Now, what do all these details have to do with St. Peter's interior journey? Now go back to the Last Supper. St. Peter wants to follow our Lord, and we too want to follow our Lord. Now remember the scene where our Lord foretells how the disciples will abandon him. Then St. Peter says, though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away. One of the questions that we constantly have to ask ourselves in following our Lord is, where do we draw the line between generosity and pride, right? In following our Lord, St. Peter wants to follow him all the way in saying, I will never fall away. So doesn't St. Peter show greatness of soul by expressing his desire to go all the way, to follow our Lord all the way? Where do we draw the line between generosity and pride? St. Thomas of Aquinas defines greatness of soul in this way. Greatness of soul signifies stretching forth of the mind to great things. And the greatness of the soul is found in a mind that is determined to do something great. It implies excellence. It implies generosity. But again, to find and to draw that line is very tricky. So what's the answer? St. Thomas, I think, gives the proper answer. He says this, there is in man something great which he possesses through the gift of God, and something defective which accrues to him through the weakness of nature. So accordingly, magnanimity, greatness of soul, makes a man deem himself worthy of great things in consideration of the gifts he holds from God. Bingo. Greatness of soul comes from the consideration of the great things that God has given us. So when St. Peter says, though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away, he's thinking more and relying more on himself rather than God. You see, greatness of soul is found between two extremes, presumption and faint-heartedness. And St. Peter, in saying this, falls into presumption, right? He bit off more than he could chew by relying on himself. Now go to the scene of the charcoal fire when he denies our Lord. We go to the other extreme. He shrinks from the duty he had to proclaim our Lord. He denies him, faint-heartedness. So greatness of soul lies in the middle. Now let's go back to our gospel today. Our Lord asks, "Do you love me?" Now in using the Greek word, we can translate it like this. Our Lord asks St. Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you agape me?" And Simon says, "Yes, Lord, you know that I filio you." Remember, agape means divine love, filio, fraternal love. He asks again, "Simon, son of John, do you agape me?" St. Peter responds again, "Lord, you know that I filio you." Now the last question, our Lord goes like this. So we hear that Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" So our Lord says, "Simon, son of John, do you filio me?" "Lord, you know everything. You know that I filio you." What's happening here? Saint Peter recognizes his limits. He no longer has the presumption in relying on himself. And our Lord condescends to the capacity of Saint Peter. And he says, "Good. You realize this? This is sufficient. Now come, follow me." Beauty is in the details. Now each and every one of us is called to greatness, the greatness of soul. And we can respond either with presumption or faint-heartedness. But we constantly have to keep our eyes on our Lord. The Blessed Mother magnifies the Lord. "The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." So remember that accordingly, magnanimity makes a man deem himself worthy of great things in consideration of the gifts he holds from God. And each and every one of us, with our vocation, are called to the greatness of sanctity, relying on our Lord. He has done great things for us. And in consideration of all that he has done for us, we too are called to renew our commitment to do great things for him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.